Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement. For this holiday, please come to Office Dot and enjoy the great savings on new desks, chairs, tables, and filing cabinets that your office needs. We also have impressive collections of accessories, such as lamps, picture frames, and more. Now is the best time to give your office a new look at the lowest price of the year. But hurry, this offer is only good for Monday through Wednesday. Office Dot is located on 250 Main Street, next to the City Park. For more detailed information, please look for the business section of today's newspaper. Office Dot, the trusted partner for your office life. Number 71. What do they sell? Number 72. What does the speaker encourage people to do? Number 73. How long will the sale last? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following recorded message.
Hello, Mr. Fernando. My name is Allison Sanders from the accounting department of Foremost Advertising. Your name was referred to me by one of my colleagues in the creative department at our company. I heard you've been providing catering services for Ms. Townsend for more than a year, and she speaks very highly of you. Our department is planning a special picnic on March 15th and wants to hire you to provide food and drinks for the event. Our department has about 20 employees, and we expect 30 or so family members, too. Would you give me a call to discuss the detailed menus and prices? The picnic is only a month away, and I need to arrange everything as soon as possible. I'd like to talk to you before the end of this week. My direct number is 555-2134. Give me a call.
Number 74. What is the purpose of the message? Number 75. What has been planned for March? Number 76. What is the listener asked to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Baxton Symphony Orchestra's first concert of the season. We regret to inform you that our program will be starting 15 minutes later than scheduled. We apologize that our guest violinist, Pamela Watson, was delayed getting to the music hall because of the traffic difficulties, and we'd like to give her a few more minutes to warm up. In the meantime, I encourage to read over the background information on tonight's performance, including the modern Russian composer Ian Kalinsky. The program background was written by our own symphony conductor, Martin Russo, and you'll find that article on page 7 of the program.
Number 77. Where most likely is the announcement being made? Number 78. Why has there been a schedule change? Number 79. According to the speaker, what did Martin Russo do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Before we end today's meeting, I'd like to remind you that all computer software in our office will be updated on Friday after the regular working hours. This is a regular maintenance procedure to improve efficiency and prevent possible hacking into our system. The staff from the technical support team will be checking each computer for viruses and updating software that is officially used in the company. Your files and data won't be affected by this inspection and maintenance. However, those who use laptops for outside work such as sales personnel and customer service representatives, should stop by at the Technical Support Division before Friday for an individual checkup. Call Mr. Rudy Patton in the Technical Division for more information. Thank you.
Number 80. What is the purpose of this message? Number 81. What will happen to personal files? Number 82. What should you do if you have a laptop? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following announcement. Hello and welcome to the bottling plant of the Pure Water Company. My name is Raymond Walters, and I am the great-grandson of Samuel Walters, the founder of Pure Water. Let me start today's tour by showing you where the water source for our bottled water is located. If you look out the window, you'll see the southern slope of Blue Mountain. That's where we get our fresh water. The water gets piped down to our environmentally friendly reservoir and goes through a series of processes to ensure its safety and consistency. Now, let me show you how our innovative machinery works to process the natural water and make it more enjoyable and safe for our customers. Follow me, please. Number 83. What is the speaker introducing? Number 84. Why did the speaker mention Blue Mountain? Number 85. What does the man imply when he says, more enjoyable and safe? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Mr. Reynolds. This is Amber Palin from Own Your Domain. I'm calling you to inform that your contract with us to hold the domain of Veritas.com and VeritasEducation.com is almost over. Your current terms for both domains will be expired on the date of 31st of September. We recommend you either to call us or to log on to our website at www.ownyourdomain.com as soon as possible to keep your rights on these domains. Renewing your contract for both domains is $120 for 1 year and $200 for 2 years. Failing to do so could result in losing your valuable domains to other individuals or companies. Thank you, and we'll be waiting to hear from you.
Number 86. What is the purpose of the message? Number 87. What will happen at the end of September? Number 88. What is the listener asked to do as soon as possible? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following recorded message.
Hello. This message is for Larry Taylor. My name is Elizabeth Song, and I'm a reporter from the Brooklyn Times. Our newspaper is planning to run an article about the local restaurants in the community. Your restaurant was recommended by the most people we surveyed last week. As the head chef and owner, you oversee all of the operations and could be able to tell us more about your restaurant's food and services. We'd love to schedule an interview with you at your restaurant. We'll be taking some pictures of your signature dishes as well. Please call me back at 555-4235 and let me know when you are available for your interview. Thank you, and I'll be waiting to hear from you.
Number 89. Why does the woman say,
our newspaper is planning to run an article?
Number 90. What is the purpose of the message? Number 91. What does the speaker say about Mr. Taylor? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following introduction and schedule. Good morning and welcome to the Business Management course. I am Mark Anderson, and I will be your instructor in this 6-week course. Each week, we will be covering a different subject of business management. Some subjects will be familiar to you, such as managing quality and operations, which you as managers might have experienced before. Other subjects should be new to some of you, such as budgeting and financing. I'm sorry to inform you that the last subject on your schedule has been changed into public relations after the feedback we've got from previous class graduates. There will be weekly reading assignments, and I will also provide you with some helpful articles and magazines. However, I think you will get the most from class discussions with your classmates, who can give you the real stories of the business world. That is the real value of taking this course with other business people. Number 92. What is the main subject of the course? Number 93. Look at the graphic. Which class subject has been revised to a different one? Number 94. What does the speaker consider to be the most valuable part of this class? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and chart.
Hello, Ms. Nelson. My name is Min Hee, and I work in the personnel department of Sam Electronics. We have recently received a resume of Patrick Nelson applying for the position of a sales manager, and he named you as a reference. We had an interview with him yesterday, and I'd like to talk to you about Patrick, especially about the projects he was in charge of. As his immediate supervisor, you should have a lot to tell about his work performance. I heard one of the accounts he handled became the most profitable one, and we'd like to know how he managed the project and worked with other team members. Would you please call us back at your convenient time to 555-3345? We close at 6 p.m. today, and I'll be available all afternoon. It would take only a few minutes of your time. Thank you for your cooperation.
Number 95. What is the purpose of this message? Number 96. What does the speaker want to know about Mr. Patrick Nelson? Number 97. Look at the graphic. What project is Mr. Nelson involved in? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following news report and list. In other news, the cost of staying cool during the summer warm season is getting higher and higher. This summer, most of us need to think of alternative ways to keep ourselves cool. Starting next week, the electricity rates are expected to go up to almost 30% in some regions. So, what can you do to reduce the cost of electricity? Residents who will experience over 20% increase in electricity bill should seriously think about getting new energy-efficient appliances, the industry experts insist. Other energy consultants say that most families could save up to 10% of energy just by improving the efficiency of their home appliances. I recommend taking those plugs out when you're not watching your TVs or using your computers. We can reduce the waste of electricity by turning off all unused devices and appliances in and around the house. This is Kevin Kwan, reporting from the Energy Department of Washington. Now back to you. Number 98. According to the speaker, what will happen next week? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Residents of which region are not recommended to purchase new equipment? Number 100. What does the speaker recommend that listeners do?